veins. The first sign was a whisper, a faint spiderweb of violet against the pale canvas of Lara's calf. She dismissed it as a trick of the light, a common, harmless little thing. She's active, healthy, too young for such trivialities. But then came the tendrils, faint at first and thickly, rising from the surface of her skin, like subterranean roots pushing through dry earth. They were faint blue lines. They felt like nothing, mere shadows. Soon the shadows gained substance. They became ropes, twisting and coiling beneath the thin, translucent skin. Left leg, then a right leg, came to resemble an anatomical diagram, only rendered in grotesque living detail. Veins, once hidden, now pulsed with a sluggish, incessant rhythm, dark rivers winding their way up her calves behind her knees, creeping instrumentally up her thighs. Their thick, gnarled knot cords, the colour of bruised plums, old blood forming tributaries of deltas that distorted the very shape of her limbs. The ache began as a dull throb after a long day, escalating to constant burning pressure. Then never truly receded. It was as though her legs were perpetually encased in an invisible, tightening vice. She lay awake at night, listening to the insidious thump of her own circulation, a trapped, struggling thing within its falling channels. Closing her eyes didn't help. She could only still feel the eternal landscape of her legs, her blood pulling, struggling against the collapsed vein of her valves, a vicious heavy tide rising and falling. The skin, once smooth and supple, began to change. It became thin and papery over the most prominent ropes, stretched, taut and unnaturally shiny. Elsewhere it darkened a mottled, angry red ground, like an ancient sun-baked leather. Itching was relentless, a crawling torment beneath the surface, driving it a scratch until her nails left angry red whelps that refused to heal. Every scratch felt like a tiny violation of fragile barriers, separating her from the pulsing network beneath. Then came the weeping, tiny paws overwhelmed, began to exude a clear, sticky fluid. Her socks were clinging, damp and unpleasant, and the smell, initially faint and metallic, grew sharper. A cloying sweetness hinted at stagnation, decay. Started wearing long skirts, even in summer, not to just hide horror, but to contain the constant dampness, the faint, sickening scent that she imagined everyone could discern. One morning she found it, a small, innocent-looking red patch on her skin, where one of the thickest ropes snaked beneath the skin. It wasn't just red, it was angry, warm to the touch, but even a blister had formed, filling the same weeping fluid. She knew with a cold certainty that settled deep in her bones that this was different. This was the turning point. The blister burst not with a pop, but a sickening squelch. That what remained was a crater, shallow at first, but deepening with each passing day. Edges were ragged, the base a sickly yellow-grey, rimmed with an angry red-brown of dying flesh. His ulcer, gaping hole on her shin, fusing clothes, spread spontaneously a dark, vicious ooze, the stained bandages and clothing carrying a bit of new, more foreign odour of affection. She tried to clean it, to sterilise it, but every touch sent agony lacing up her leg. Pain was no longer a dull ache, it was a constant searing burn, radiating from the raw open wound. It pulsed with her heartbeat. A riveting torture that never let her forget its presence. The other leg, not to be outdone, began to sprout its own horrors. More darkening patches, more papery thinness, even then eventually more ulcers. They appeared without warning, small pinpricks then widened into craters, some shallow, some deep enough to hint of its structures beneath. Her legs were no longer hers. They were test parodies, monstrous things that sagged and swelled, covered in ancient rope-like veins, mottled skin, ever-increasing number, whelping, festering wounds that were heavy, dead weights refusing to cooperate. Each step of testament agony she forced to endure. Could feel the blood, black and thick, struggling to move, the pressure building, always building within those failing condiments. It felt like something was being pumped into her, rather than flowing from her. Sleep was a luxury that she rarely afforded. Then she drifted off. She was plagued by nightmares of the reins ripping free, of her skin sewing off into great sheets of blood inside her legs, turning to sludge and solidifying in an inert rock. She'd wake with a scream tearing at the bandages, convinced she'd feel the unseen creatures that felt must surely be feasting her decaying flesh. Her well sank to the four walls of her room, smell of anesthetics plus an old blood cling to everything. She couldn't bear to look at the mirror, knowing that what awaited her, a gaunt, hollow-eyed woman, with limbs that didn't belong to her, limbs that were rotting while still attached. Virgo's reins, once a minor anesthetic concern, became sediment and malevolent entities, slowly, deliberately consuming her from the inside out. No longer just veins, they were living, sprawling disease, invasion, sieve work that held her captive. There was no cure, no relief. The doctors shaking their heads, writing terms like chronic varus insignificante, status dermatitis, intractable ulcers, if offered, had little care, antibiotics of the inevitable infections, but the underlying horror remained, expanding, reversible blight. Lara lay on the bed, her legs propped up and stained pillows, in a position after a fleeting respite from the pressure. The room was dark, save for the silver weak morning light that dared to pierce the gloom. She sifted slightly, a fresh wave of pain shot through her shins, where the deepest ulcers gaped. Oozing with their putrid secretions, she could feel the cold, clammy film of fluid on her skin, constant sickening dampness. Closed her eyes, but it did little good. The horror was not inside her, but within. She felt the pulse, a slow, thick bleed of blood struggling in the ravaged pathways, the burning, itching, throbbing symphony of her own decay. Legs were no longer part of her, but a separate monstrous entity dragging her down, consuming her in slow agony process. There was no escape, no peace, just relentless, unforgiving progression of the veins. They had won, and tomorrow they would continue their victory, one painful weeping, rotting inch at a time.